This week in Delaware County, Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations for Wolf Boom Radio. Six formats, eight radio stations, one mission, to talk about things that matter to you. And our segment today is with the brand new superintendent for the Muncie Community Schools, Stephen Ball. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, and glad to be here. We just had the Muncie on the Move meeting, and it was really inspiring to see all the positive, you know, energy that's around Muncie, and I'm hoping that we can add to that.
One of the things that I've noticed about you in the very early time that you've been in town here is that you get out a lot. You're shaking hands. You're at Cannon Commons the other Friday with some of the staff, meeting some people. You obviously think that's important to have face time for you with the community.
Well, you have to. I mean, as the leader of an organization like this that is so important to the community, it's important that I not only get to talk to parents and staff, but I get out and talk to the business leaders and the other people, the municipal leaders. And actually, to be honest, they've all been so welcoming at this point in time. You know, I need to tell the mayor thank you, and the police chief, fire chief, you know, the people, Jay Julian, and the people at the chamber. Really, I could go on and on about everybody who's reached out, been exceptionally positive and helpful to me and my family. Even those people who've offered my kids rides when they see them walking from the high school over to my office. Because they're like, oh, they have to drive so far. It's like, you know what? They're both cross-country runners. It's only a mile. It's only a third of their run. They can do that. So,
what do you think are some of the biggest challenges that you face as the superintendent out of the box here? And, you know, there's challenges with every business, organization, and so on. But what do you think are the biggest and most pressing ones that you are having to deal with quickly?
Well, the biggest challenge just in general is just getting to know the organization and getting to know the community. Sure. And figuring out what's going on. You know, our fiscal issues are significant. I think they're very much something that we can manage, but they're going to require some significant changes in the way we do business from a standpoint of trying to be more efficient and a little more organized. And we're trying to look sort of in every corner. You know, the facilities guys and I went through a tour of all the buildings. I had done that earlier, you know, to meet staff in May. And we went through, I was in all the boiler rooms up on the roof and things like that. So I really understand the physical situation of our buildings, you know, and that's a key. I had the opportunity to visit a couple registrations yesterday at Southside Middle School, at Grissom, at Longfellow, and the high school. And it's really good to see the amount of teachers who've come in there as volunteers to help welcome families back, and how so many kids and parents are excited to be back in the schools. You know, the family atmosphere, particularly at the elementary schools, and I think that really sets a great tone for the beginning of the year.
As we are speaking right now, registration week has concluded at Muncie Central High School and the elementaries and all that. So we're ramping up for August 12, day one. What's the sense from your chair as far as are you excited? Are you apprehensive? What's the word and what's the phrase?
Well, you're always excited about the first day of school. It's like our new year. Yeah. You got to think about it. You know, we start over, everything is fresh and new for kids. The kids are excited to bring all their supplies in and meet their teachers. And at the same time, I'm apprehensive until the last kindergartner gets home. You know, nobody wants any calls at the central office going, we've lost a kindergartner, you know, because that's tough, getting on the buses and all that sort of process. And so, you know, that's a big deal to make sure that we get everybody safely from the time we pick them up in the morning until we deliver them back home at night. And once those last buses are in, then I'm relaxed.
Stephen Ball is the new superintendent for the Muncie Community Schools. I think from my perspective, having been in this market for 22 years now, that on that last part, that's one of the benefits of living in a smaller kind of a community. Like, as you mentioned, your kids offered a ride when they see them walking or whatever. There is that kind of feel, isn't there? Isn't that somewhat encouraging and makes you feel warm about living and working in this kind of a place, Steve?
What's wonderful, I mean, you know, when I got cable connected, for instance, you know, the cable guy comes to the door and tells me, hey, we're really glad to have you here in Muncie. You know, that's pretty positive. You don't get that in all communities. You know, I grew up in a town, Dubuque, Iowa, which is relatively similar in size to Muncie, and I really love the fact that this is where my kids are now and that my wife and I are very eager to, you know, really be part of the community. I think it's a great opportunity. I've never been made feel as welcome in any position I've taken. You know, and right from the start, the board gave me a nice welcome basket with everything from Concannon's popcorn, which I didn't really get any of. My son ate all of that.
That happens.
But in the there, supposedly there was chocolate in that basket, and my daughter and my wife say, no, there wasn't. So I'm not sure who's telling me the truth there. But, you know, really there's just the feel there, and I think there's a real energy here that Muncie is really ready to make that move. And I want to be the person that helps the Muncie Community Schools get the right direction and get that vision to really move us forward.
You inherit a situation. You mentioned the fiscal stuff. Boy, that's not much different than any other school system, especially in Indiana. But, you know, Indiana's not even unique in that regards. And as I've said, as a business person, you're no different operating a school system. You have two things as it relates to the business operating. You've got income and you've got expenses. You have very little control over the income part, and the state of Indiana has made changes in recent years, which has made that part more stressful for school systems. And as far as the expense part, you know, that's difficult. You have to have expense, but you've got to manage both. I've never understood why somebody would want the job that you have, because it seems to me that it's nothing but stress.
That's an excellent question. If you can see the lobotomy scar. But really, you know, I really, when people ask me what I do, I tell them I'm a teacher, right? Mm-hmm. I was originally a high school history teacher. You know, I've worked in schools for basically 25 years now, and I still always consider myself a teacher. My classroom has changed a little bit, but the goal is to do good things for kids. And, you know, when I met with my administrative team, for instance, I told them the very first thing, every decision we make has to be in what's the best interest of children. Our priorities are to make sure that every student gets the education they need, that they're able to do that in a safe and secure environment, and that wherever possible, then we also take care of our staff and our families. And that while we do that, we communicate well. But really, the key is, the reason I decided to eventually to move into administration and become a principal and then ultimately was solicited to be a superintendent was the fact that, you know, other people told me, hey, you'd be good at it, which you can decide if that's true later. But the real key is I have the ability to impact not only 100 kids on my class load,
right,
but I have the ability to impact 6,500, 7,000 kids. And so the stress is worth it because you're having a positive impact in kids, and you see kids graduate who otherwise wouldn't have if you didn't help make changes and put support systems in to get those kids across the stage. And that's our ultimate goal.
I think it's not just 6,500 kids. I think it's a part of a community. It's even larger than that. We've talked about quality of life and quality of place, and the educational system of a city, a county, a town, is really a large part, I think, and I'm sure you'd agree, that of how people feel about where they live and raise their family, and most importantly, too, about relocating to a city or town.
Right. Absolutely. Talk to any realtor.
Yeah.
The first thing people want to know about is what are the schools like, and we want to change the perception of Muncie, because there are a lot of really good things going on in the Muncie schools. I appreciate you talking to Tom Jarvis over the last year about all the great things, the early college program, the variety of languages, the variety of athletic opportunities available at our high school that none of the other area high schools are able to do. And what we need to do is do a better job of communicating the positive things that are going on. You know, even in the brief visits when I walked around in schools in May, I saw a lot of great stuff going on in kindergarten classrooms and second grade classrooms and in middle schools and at the high school. And we want to make sure that we build on those successes, but then we have to do a better job of communicating with those to the public, too.
Stephen Ball, I appreciate that he took the job, because I can remember your first name easily because, you know, I'm Steve, so that's good. And then Ball, because of the Ball legacy with the Ball brothers and family in this area. It's spelled differently, his last name, than the Ball brothers. But on that note, Tom Jarvis, the principal of Muncie Central, shared with me last week that the Ball Foundation has been so helpful in specifically the Muncie Central building and facilities with some ingress of funds. That's another thing, I think. It's one of those feathers in our community's caps that you really can't... you just can't find anywhere.
Well, and they've been so good. I mean, a number of, you know, the banks, the foundations have all really already reached out and said, hey, what do you need? What can we do? What to help? Even at the meeting this morning at the Muncie on the Move, you know, people from the foundation came up and said, hey, just want to reintroduce ourselves. Remember if you need anything. And those are really good community partnerships. You know, the people from Ball State have been coming across Bethel Avenue to come and talk. And, you know, offer their support and help. And I think, you know, there's all sorts of good community organizations here that the schools need to partner with to help improve. And one of the challenges I'm going to give to all of our staff, tying to our fiscal issue, is that I'm going to ask each one of our staff members this year on our opening day on Monday to make sure that they apply for at least one competitive grant this year. And that's one of our goals. And again, maybe everybody won't, but that should be the goal. And definitely there's a lot of funding out there to support a lot of the good things that we're doing or things we'd like to do. And so we need to be much more aggressive than we have in the past about looking for those sort of non-traditional funding sources.
Less than a minute remains with Steve Ball, the superintendent of Muncie Community Schools. Talk to the parents in the last moments here. What can and should they do to help their students and to help the teachers help the students too in this brand new school year now?
Well, the best thing parents can do is be involved. Yeah. You know, come to your school, ask your student every night about what they did in school today, and don't just accept nothing as an answer. You know, say, okay, what did you learn in science or social studies, or what did you do in reading, or share the book you're reading. Every night go through their backpack and find out what they're doing. And if you have a question, email the teacher, email the principal. You know, make sure that you're involved, because the kids who have parents who are involved are the ones who are going to be the most successful.
All right. Stephen Ball is the new superintendent, Muncie Community Schools, our guest for this segment of This Week in Delaware County.